So, I'm at the evening reception for the Apple RTC conference in Dalry, where we're actually in Renfrew at the moment, and I've got with me John Hirst, who gave a barnstorming presentation today about the way that they're using technology in his school. And one of the things that really caught my attention was their attitude to filtering, which is reasonably unique. It's Lever House Primary School. So here's John. Can you tell us a wee bit about your filtering, John?
Certainly. Historically, about 3 or 4 years ago, the children were working on the web and trying to access and collaborate with other children, and we found increasingly that they weren't able to do that because they were being blocked. We wanted to use Gmail and we wanted to use Google Docs, and we found that we couldn't. If we use an app like PhotoSpeak, and they've done some really good work, but the teacher wanted them to email it, because we use Gmail, they wanted to email the work to the teacher. That was blocked because all the ports were blocked by Lancashire and the authority I work for their own good reasons. But within our school, I was quite happy to take responsibility for opening of the ports so that we could use WebDAV, we could save, we could use apps, and we could use as many things as we want. We don't use WebDAV. It was just allowing and facilitating the teaching and learning to take place, and I became increasingly frustrated with some unknown technician or some thoughts of people with their best intentions limiting the teaching and learning that could take place in my school. So I pulled out of the authority, I got my own broadband in, and we went with a company called TalkStraight, who provide a filtering system that I'm in total control of. So currently at the school, we run background filtering things which will block out porn and will block out gambling sites as a matter of course. And that's more or less where I leave it for the pupils. It becomes a little bit more... we obviously keep it tighter lower down the school, but by the end of the school, when in year five, year six, we want them to be able to take responsibility for how they search for items, how they look for items, how they save, who they save to, which apps can work, etc. So by doing that, we also teach the children massively about e-safety. So in a recent Ofsted inspection, they were saying how good that the children were in terms of their knowledge of e-safety from age four up. And the idea behind this sort of wider open filtering system means that, because in my view, if you've got a very, very tight filtering system in a school, it prevents teaching and learning. So against that spectrum, you have totally unfiltered access, which allows wonderful teaching and learning, but has the potential to be harmful. I'm trying to move it down slightly from there, but massively up from the other end, so that we've got more or less unfiltered access, but massive e-learning and e-safety, where we minimise any possible danger and harm to the children to a manageable level that's risk assessed and is manageable. So in that end, I don't think our children are at harm. And further to that, the very fact that we've got that kind of a filtering system means that our pupils have to be really knowledgeable about e-safety. They have to be knowledgeable about social networking, they have to be knowledgeable about sexting, they have to be knowledgeable about people trying to contact them and ask for information and ask for pictures of them and things like that. And they have to be aware that in this world, sadly, there are very nasty people who try and use the web and social networks and email to gain access to young people.
Was there much of a staff training issue to start with?
The staff training issue is all around teaching and learning. We realised that by doing this, we will maximise the teaching and learning. The trump card to all this is safety. So in terms of the main thing, it was e-safety, making sure the children are safe, and once within that safe, controlled, managed environment, maximise their learning.
That's brilliant, John. And just you're at 1JH1 on Twitter, and the school website is?
We use a blog mainly, so it's just leverhouse.net.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. That's brilliant.
Welcome.